朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
那我们已经讲过了几个了啊。
So we have gone through several already.
例如说，我们上礼拜讲什么
？So what did we talk about last week?
我心尊主为大。
That my heart magnifies the Lord.
啊，今天我们要讲遵照他的旨意行。
Today we will talk about doing His will.
啊，弟兄姊妹，在我们讲之前啊
，Before we talk about it.
啊，我有两个问题。
I have two questions for you.
我不晓得大家有没有想过这两个问题。
Although, have you ever thought about it?
啊，我甚至更想知道说大家对这两个问题有没有很清楚的答案。
Or if you have any clear answers.
啊，因为在你这一生的里面，可能很多人会问你这两个问题。
Maybe throughout your lifetime, many will ask you this question.
啊，第一个问题。
First question.
既然我们说凡事都有神的美意。
If we say that everything of God has His good will and purpose.
那为什么我们还需要去明白神的旨意是什么呢
？Then why do we still need to understand God's will？
啊，我们为什么还需要去寻求或是遵行神的旨意呢
？Why do we still have to seek and obey His will？
因为就连我今天如果不顺服他的话，那也是他许可的。
Because even if I disobey Him, it is still something permissible by Him, right？
就像我今天因为不顺服他，被他管教，也有他的美意啊。
Even if I do not obey Him and I'm disciplined by Him,
that
is good will, right？
凡事都有他的美意。
If we say that everything has His good will，
我健康或是疾病，我得胜或是失败，那都有他的美意，那我何必去在乎他的旨意是什么呢
？That He has His good purpose in whether I fail or succeed or whether I'm in health or sickness, then why do I still care what His will is？
第二个问题
，Second question，
可能第二个问题问的人比较多。
Maybe more ask this question。
我不是不想知道神的旨意。
It's not that I do not want to know God's will。
而是我不知道怎么样去知道神的旨意。
But I don't know how to find out God's will。
因为我不知道神的旨意到底是什么。
Because I don't know what God's will is。
有没有这样子的问题
？Have you ever had this question before？
有吗？有哈。
Have you？
其他人没有这个问题啊。
How about the rest of you？
啊，所以你们是第一个问题了，就是不 care， who cares？
Or maybe you fall into the first category that
反正凡事有他的美意的， who cares？
Because everything has His will in it, so why do I？
那你觉得是第一个的请举手
？So please raise your
hand。 反正凡事有他的美意的，
啊，
又有几位 ？OK。
And you think everything He has His good purpose？
那其他的已经麻木不仁了吗
？What about the rest of you？
你有没有被人家问过我怎么样子知道神的旨意？有没有被问过？
所以
很多人被问过。
How do I find out God's will？
我连上个礼拜迎新的时候吃饭的桌子上都有人问我说我怎么知道神的旨意是什么
？Even last week, some newcomer asked me, "How do I find out God's will for me？"
啊，弟兄姊妹，在希望今天听完这篇信息的时候，我们能够明白这两个的答案。
Hopefully, after today's message, we will have our answers.
那第二个问题就是到底怎么样知道神的旨意？那个我留到最后讲信息结尾的时候。
And I will touch upon how to find out God's will at the end of the message.
那第一个问题，我先简单的回答一下，就是如果凡事都有神的美意的话，那我就是在信心中活着就好了，我不需要去明白他的旨意。
Okay, let me answer your first question. If you think everything has God's will in it, then what I have to do is just to live by faith.
那弟兄姊妹，那我们这个一个简单的回答哈。
I'll give you a simple answer.
就是神许可。并不代表是神喜悦，或是并不代表它是出于神的旨意。
Okay, some if something allowed by God does not mean that it is from God.
请大家听清楚哈，神许可，很可能有的时候是神任凭。
Sometimes God let it be, God allowed it, it does not mean that it is from God's original.
并不代表它是出于神的美意，或是合乎神的旨意。
It does not mean that it is from God's good purpose or according to His original will.
换句话说，当你拣选不去顺服神，不拣选神的旨意的时候
，In other words, if you choose to disobey God and not to choose His will,
你我会损失两件很重要的事。
We will suffer two great losses.
我们会失去了神对我们的喜悦。
We will lose God's pleasure and favor.
因为我们不肯照着他的旨意而活。
Because we're not willing to live according to His will.
第二个，我们会失去了神上好的祝福。
Second, we will lose God's best blessings for us.
请大家注意到我加了上好的祝福啊，上好这两个形容词。
Please note that I added the best blessings.
当你不肯拣选神的旨意的时候
，When we refuse to choose God's will,
有时候你觉得你没有太大的损失，你还是好像蒙到神的祝福。
You may think that you are still being blessed by God and you do not suffer much loss.
啊，例如说你换了一个工作，一个 startup 公司。
For example, if you choose to join a startup company.
啊，薪水可以将来的 potential 可以很好，可以赚很多钱，可以升官。
And you have a great potential to become very rich and a much promotion.
你根本没有祷告，你比较了以后就去选择了这个工作了。
And then you just choose the job without.
然后你发现一切也都很好啊。啊，我的确赚的钱啊。
And then I did make a lot of money.
我的确升官啊。
And then I had my promotion.
我在公司里面也可以做见证啊。
And I can still testify for the Lord in my company.
但是那个并不代表是神在你身上命定的旨意。
But that might not be God's original purpose for you.
所以当你在做拣选的时候，你没有来寻求明白神的旨意，来顺服神的旨意。
So when you make a decision without seeking and obeying God's will,
从人来看，你好像还是得到了祝福。
From man's perspective, you may seem to still be blessed.
但是你却失去了神那上好那最好的祝福。
But yet you have lost God's best blessing for you.
那个损失不见得在当时发现的。
The loss may not be obvious at the moment.
那个损失可能是在我们人生经过一段时间，甚至见主之后，你才发现我当初实在是错了。
The loss may be realized after a while, or even when we see the Lord, then we realize we have made a mistake.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，寻求明白神的旨意，遵行神的旨意，不是可有可无的事情。
So please understand that seeking and obeying God's will is not just an option for us.
当我们不是活在神的旨意中的时候
，when we do not live in God's will.
我再说两个很大的损失。
Let me repeat again, two great losses.
第一个是
first.
失去了神的喜悦哈，你不能够满足神。
We lose God's favor because we cannot satisfy God.
第二个，我们失去了神上好的祝福。
Second, we lose God's best blessings for us.
所以以弗所书五章十七节，保罗劝我们说，不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。
For Ephesians chapter 5, Paul says.Do not be unwise, but understand the will of God.
我可不可以问大家一个问题？年轻人都一起回答哈。
So let me ask you a question, and then everyone can answer me, including young people.
如果有人问你说，你是不是很清楚的知道神的旨意到底是什么
？If someone asks you, do you clearly know God's will?
或是说，你知不知道神在你身上的旨意到底是什么
？Or do you clearly know God's will for you?
你能够 100% 很有把握的说 ，I know. 请举手。
Anyone say?I know 100% clearly.
我说我非常确我知道神的旨意是什么，而且知道他在我身上的旨意是什么。
I clearly know God's will and His purpose for me.
有没有任何人你觉得你 100% 知道？请举手。
Does anyone know 100%? Please raise your hand.
都不敢举手，太谦卑了还是什么
？Maybe you're too humble.
两个可能，一个你们太谦卑。
Either you're too humble.
一个都是糊涂人。
Or you are.Being unwise.
这是保罗的话，不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。
This is exactly what Paul said. Do not be unwise, but understand the will of God.
弟兄姊妹，我一点不是在讲开玩笑的话，这是圣经的话。
I'm not joking. This is from the scripture.
如果我们到今天都已经活到这把年纪了，还不知道神的旨意是什么
？If we are already at this age and we still do not know God's will.
哦，或是说你不知道神在你身上的计划跟旨意到底是什么
？Or you do not know God's plan and purpose in your life.
那我们真的就是照常吃喝下去，然后不知不觉主回来了，或是我们见主了。
It will be like like those people who just getting married and being given in marriage, eating and drinking until the Lord comes back.
那是很可怕的事情，弟兄姊妹。
That is very terrible.
所以保罗劝我们不要做糊涂人啊。
Paul exhorts us not to be unwise.
要明白主的旨意如何。
But understand the will of God.
因为现今的世代邪恶。
Because the days are evil.
世界有太多的事情来 distract 我们，来转移我们的注意力，来 confuse 我们人生的目标。
Too many things in this world are distracting us and confuse about our purpose in life.
你们听过一个故事哈？有一次这个动物有一个游泳比赛。
There was a story that there was a swimming contest by for all the animals.
他们到处贴海报，几月几号要有一个游泳比赛，第一名的是什么奖，第二名的是什么奖。
So posters are posted everywhere about this swimming contest for all the animals.
然后有一个青蛙，它非常会游泳的，它一看到这个，它马上就报名了。
So a good swimmer, the frog, came and registered for the contest.
然后它就报了名以后，那天开始比赛。
So that day, the contest started.
枪声一响，他砰跳下去，就哇，这个蛙式一直游，一直游。
As he heard the gunshot, he immediately went in and then start swimming.
他果然，他果然赢了啊！
Yes, he did win the contest.
但是裁判在那里报第一名、第二名、第三名的时候都没有他的名字。
But yet, when they announced the winners, his name was not mentioned.
啊，他就非常生气的去找裁判理论。他说：“明明我是第一名啊！”
So he was very upset. So he went to the referee and said, "Oh, okay, I'm the first one that got to the destination."
那裁判跟他说：“你难道没有看见比赛规则吗？”
But then the referee says, "Didn't you read the contest guideline?"
上面写说只准用自由式，你是用蛙式。
That you can only swim the freestyle, but then you swim the breaststrokes.
好，弟兄姊妹，你可以花那么多的力量，有那么多的本事，然后你真的好像你觉得 you deserve 第一名。
Yes, you may have spent so much effort and time, and you think you deserve the first prize.
当我们没有按着游戏规则来比赛的时候，你是如同犯规，如同无有的。
But yet, if we raise by not going through the guideline, it is as if we did it all in vain.
所以我们要求神帮助我们，好吧？
So may the Lord help us.
就活这么一趟。
That we only live this life once.
我们一定要明白那位造我们的那一位到底在我们身上的计划到底是什么。
We have to understand our Creator's purpose in our lives.
他为什么要造我们？
Why He created us?
明白神的旨意不是像养兵千日用于一时，的确会有这个需要。
Yes, to understand God's will is not just for one moment in life.
但是它更重要的是，当你活在神旨意的时候，让我们平常的生活都充满了意义和价值。
But when we live in God's will, even our ordinary daily life will be full of meaning and significance.
你不是要掉到游泳，掉到水里面快淹死的时候才开始学游泳。
You don't start learning swimming when you're about to drown.
那已经 too late.
That would be too late.
就很多人碰到大事的时候说到底神的旨意是什么，他吓死了，他不知道要何去何从。
So many people panic and don't understand God's will when they face life crisis.
因为平常没有操练去明白去顺服神的旨意。
Because they have not practiced and then learned how to discern God's will.
就等到碰到大事的时候整个人就坏掉了，吓坏了。
So when they face a life crisis, they just panic.
他彷徨恐惧，这个不知方向。
They're frightened and they are confused about directions.
但是明白神的旨意，就像我说，它不光是在大事情上的时候可以帮助我们能够不走错。
But to understand God's will doesn't just help us when we face crisis or major decisions.
明白并且活在神旨意中，其实在是我们的 daily life， 是我们平常生活里面就可以经历，就可以来享受它的。
But yet, living in God's will should actually be our daily enjoyment.
我在公司上班的时候学过这个红十字来教的这个 CPR 急救术。
When I was still working and I learned the CPR from the Red Cross.
这个我们家生孩子的时候，我就会去读这个当爸爸妈妈需要懂得的这个急救措施。
And then when I was about to become a father, I learned about some parental skills about CPR.
等到有事情的时候，你在临时学都已经来不及了。
Because when you actually need it, and then that would be too late to learn.
好，所以有这个 David Aaron 的舅舅订婚的时候。
So the uncles of my son David and Aaron when he was getting engaged.
我记得我们那天都在一起吃晚饭啊。
Remember that day we were all having dinner together.
那时候 Aaron 还很小，坐在 high chair
上。That time Aaron was very young. He was still sitting on a high chair.
然后所以我们大家在聊天啊，很高兴，很高兴。然后突然就眼角发现这个家伙不动了。And
then as we were happily chatting, and I noticed that the little guy, he did not move.
整个脸涨得红红的，然后突然不动，我就发现不对劲了。And
then his face was turning red, and I thought something was wrong.
我就赶快从桌子跑过来，把他抓起来，然后就完全照着急救措施，把他放在我的膝盖上，手扶着他，就一拍，那个 mushroom 从他里面跳出来。And
so I immediately took him on my lap and then slapped him his back according to the instructions on CPR, and he spit out a mushroom.
他不知道从哪里摸到一个小 mushroom 叫。 卡在这里啊！
Where
he got that mushroom and then just stuck on his throat. 所以弟兄姊妹，如果我这种都是很简单的东西，可是你如果就算不学的话，你临时还不知道怎么办。
These are even though they are simple skills, but you have never learned that, you probably do not know what to do at that moment.
David 也一样哈，他有一次被别的小朋友把他推到游泳池，还好他妈妈在房间听到砰咚一声出来一看。 跳下去就把他给救起来了。And
then the same with David. When he was young, he was pushed into the swimming pool, but then his mom heard it and then rescued him.
你们的 girlfriend 都应该谢谢我们。Your
girlfriends should thank us, parents.
明白神的旨意。So
to know God's will.
顺服神的旨意。And
obey His will.
平常的操练就叫我们蒙福。So
that our daily practice will actually.
碰到大事的时候，你更知道它带来的价值是没有办法衡量的。
And then the value is immeasurable when we face a life crisis or major decisions.
所以遵循神旨意是一件非常重要的事情。
So it is so important to understand and obey God's will.
你看，我们当初买 SVCA 这个场地的时候，
Remember when we were purchasing this facility.
我在说，我们可以在这么多的难处之下，我们打退堂鼓，换一个地方。
Yes, we could have withdrawn and backed out while facing so many trials and difficulties.
我相信我们一样可以买到一个地方，我们一样可以有聚会。
I'm sure we could still buy another place and we can continue our meetings.
但是我也决定相信，我们没有办法经历到那前几年弟兄姊妹一起所经历、所学习的。
But then we will have missed out what we have experienced and learned.
好，那样子一种刻骨铭心的经验，现在回想起来，每次回想起来都会低头敬拜神。And
those are heartfelt experiences. Even when we recall now, we will have to bow and worship God.
那个不是风闻有神，那个不是巧合的经历神，而是真的是每一次都亲自面对去经历神的真实和大能。Those
things were not incidental or accidental. They were just true experiences of. God's work.
我们可以得到神上好的祝福。That
we receive God's best blessing.
所以底下我们来看遵循神旨意的重要。So
now we get to see the importance of doing God's will.
请你们慢点放答案啊，我先考大家。So
I'd like to quiz you first.
因为今天有年轻人，我没有放太多的经文，我就从四个角度、四件事情来讲遵循神旨意多重要。I'll
talk about the importance of doing God's will from four angles.
第一件事情，它决定了我们的将来。First
of all, it determines our future.
决定了我们未来在主面前得到的奖赏。And
our rewards from God.
决定了我们在永世里面的结局。And
the destiny in eternity.
所以在这里我引用了马太福音7章21节，他说：“凡称呼我主啊、主啊的人，不能都进天国。” 怎么样子的人才能进去呢？你们那个填空。Okay,
so Matthew chapter 7. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but what kind of people?
大声一点。
What kind of people can enter the kingdom?
有没有一个人站起来大声的讲？任何一个人，我让你站起来大声讲。
And tell us the answer.
所以你们都是 murmur.
Please don't just murmur.
Okay. OK， 很好，好，哎，这个讲英文的有了，中文来一个吧。
Someone in Chinese.
Amen， 很好，好，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。But
only he who does the will of my Father in heaven.
好，所以你知道我们都得救了。Yes,
we have all been saved.
我们将来有一天都会进到新天新地里面去。And
one day we will all enter into new heaven and new earth.
在这之前有一个神的国度，天国要成为爱主的人。 忠心侍奉主的人的一个奖赏。
But yet before a new heaven and new earth, there will be a kingdom of heaven as a reward for those who serve and obey God.
所以你光讲主啊主啊的人，你不能都进去。
So those who call Lord Lord cannot all enter.
甚至你成为模范的传道人，你都不见得能进去的。
Even if you're a model preacher, you might not get in the kingdom of heaven.
因为纸张有限，我底下22节经文就没念了。有一些人绕不到进去，他说：“主啊，我不是奉你的名怎么样？”传道，奉你的名医病啊、赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗
？Because if we look at verse 22, there will be many servants of God says, Lord, didn't we preach in your name and in your name cast out demons and perform many miracles?
你们有没有碰到过这样子的传道人
？Have you seen such preachers?
奉主的名传道。
That they preach in the
奉主的名赶鬼，一赶就出去了。
Cast out many demons and then very effectively.
奉主的名行许多异能。
And in the Lord's name perform many miracles.
这样子的人，主说我不认识。
But yet the Lord says, "Away from you, I do not know."
这弟兄姊妹，不要以为我们在这里喊主啊、唱主啊，我们就一定进去，一定讨神喜悦。No.
Please do not think that if we just call on His name and Lord, Lord, and we actually please Him.
也不要以为我们做了许多所谓属灵的事，我们就一定进去。No.
Don't think that if we do something, many things spiritual, then we're guaranteed an entrance into kingdom.
唯独遵循我天父旨意的人才能进去啊！
Only he who does the will of my Father in heaven can enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以这件事情，遵循神的旨意，实际上决定了我们的将来。
So, doing God's will determines our destiny.
第二个
Second.
遵循神的旨意是决定神是否听我们的祷告。
Whether we do God's will determines whether God will hear our prayers.
约翰福音九章三十一节在这里讲说，我们知道神不听罪人，唯有敬奉神跟怎样的人，神才听他。
John chapter 9, it says, Now we know that God does not hear sinners, but if anyone is a worshipper of God and
什么？很简单嘛，这个跟我的题目很像，唯独怎么样敬奉神就是 worshipper 啊，跟遵行他旨意的。
But if anyone is a worshipper of God and does His will,
神才听他。
And God hears him.
我不晓得这样子的一句话有没有回答了我们很多人的困惑，就是神为什么不听我的祷告
？I don't know if this will answer a lot of our questions.Why doesn't God answer our prayers?
我没有任何意思说你的祷告如果神没有垂听，表示你不遵循神的旨意。我没有这个意思。
I'm not saying that if your prayers are not answered, it is because you are not a doer of God's will.
祷告不蒙垂听有好几个原因的。
There are many reasons why our prayers are not answered.
其中一个原因，甚至是常常有的原因，是因为我们不讨神喜悦，神不听啊。
But oftentimes one reason is that we do not please God, therefore God does not hear our prayers.
或是我们根本没有心照着他的旨意来生活，所以神根本也不想听。
Oh, we don't have the heart to do His will, therefore God does not hear our prayers.
以前有一个年轻的姊妹哈，跑去找一个年长的属灵前辈请教一个问题。
Once a young sister went to a senior sister in Christ.And ask her a question.
他说：“现在有两个弟兄都在追我。”
And she says, "There are two brothers there pursuing me."
我不晓得应该找哪一个。
I don't know which one to choose.
我怎么样子明白神的旨意呢
？Do I know God's will for me?
有没有人有这个问题啊
？Do you have this question?
现在好像比较少了哈。
Not that common nowadays.
那个姊妹，那个属灵的这个老师母就看着这个年轻的姊妹啊。
But that elderly sister look at this young sister.
她说：“如果你不误会我的话。”
Please don't misunderstand me.
我告诉你。
Let me ask you.
神根本不在乎你嫁给谁。
God really does not care whom you marry.
如果你不爱神，不让主居首位的话。
If you do not love God and put Him first.
你嫁给谁都一样。
It doesn't matter whom you marry.
因为你完全是为自己活。
Because you live for yourself.
如果你真正尊主为大，让主居首位的话，
If you really honor God and place Him as first place.
你嫁给谁都一样，神一定祝福你。
Then no matter whom you marry, God will bless you.
好，弟兄姊妹，当然这句话讲得很严格哈。
Yes, this may sound very strict.
但你从某一个角度来说，也有它的道理。
But yet, it kind of makes sense.
如果你根本没有心要为神活的话，你来问神的旨意干嘛？你不过只是想要得到一点平安的保障就是了。
If you have no heart to live for the Lord, why do you ask God's will? Maybe you just want some kind of sense of security.
如果你真心是一个专心讨神喜悦的人，说老实话，你走哪一条路，神都祝福你。
But if you wholeheartedly wanted to please God, let me tell you, whatever you choose, God will bless you.
因为你不会去拣选那些明明知道有错的，你硬下去的。
Because you will not deliberately pick something that looks wrong.
好，所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，祷告得不得答应，有一个很重要的因素是根据我们对神的态度。
So our attitude is a very important factor about God's answering our prayer or not.
下一节的经文我是用反面来讲。
And then the next verse
是用积极的角度来讲。
It's from a positive angle.
约翰一书五章十四节告诉我们，我们若照他的旨意求什么，他就听我们，这是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心。我把它弄成对比。
First John chapter 5 verse 14. Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us.
一个看见神不听。
So on one side we see why God will not answer.
因为我们根本不想遵行。
Because we have no heart.To obey.
一个说你放心，神一定听，你可以坦然无惧的，你只要照他旨意求，他一定听。
But the other verse says, rest assured, as long as you pray according to His will, He will listen to you for sure.
不光他一定听，罗马书八章
圣经告诉我们。
而这里说二十七节说，圣灵照着神的旨意替我们祈求。
But not only that, he hears us. Romans chapter 8, verse 27 says, the Holy Spirit will intercede for us according to his will.
所以当我们肯照着神的旨意祷告，
so if we're willing to pray according to God's will,
不仅仅讲到神愿意听，
not only that, God's willing to hear us.
很多的时候，当我们不会祷告，不知道神旨意到底在哪里的时候，
even if we do not know how to pray or do not know God's will,
就虽然你的心是很想遵循神旨意，只是你不知道神旨意是什么。
It's our heart desires earnestly to know God's will, but yet we do not know.
大家这样经历多不多？就有心遵循神旨意，但是不知道神旨意是什么。
Have you had this experience that you have the heart to do God's will, but you do not know what God's will?
保罗告诉我们，你不要担心，圣灵会帮助我们祷告，用说不出的叹息祷告，而且是照着神的旨意替我们祷告。
So Paul tells us, do not worry, because the Holy Spirit will intercede for us according to God's will.
所以等一下我们在结尾的时候，我就会讲到了，当你不明白神的旨意，没有那么关系。
And therefore, at the end of the message, I will tell you, if you don't know how to discern God's will, it's okay.
更重要的事情是你愿意来遵循神的旨意。
The most important part is that you are willing to obey.
当我们真愿意的时候，圣灵就来帮助我们。
If we're truly willing, the Holy Spirit will help us.
不知道怎么祷告，圣灵替我们祷告，而且照着神的旨意替我们祷告。
If we do not know how to pray, the Holy Spirit will intercede for us according to God's will.
第三件事情。
And then the third.
我们遵不遵循神的旨意，就决定了我们是否活得有永恒的价值。
Our doing God's will determine the significance, eternal value of our life.
刚才决定了我们将来的奖赏，这里是决定了我们今天所做所行有没有价值，而且有没有永恒的价值。
Not only that, doing God's will secure our eternal reward, but also will determine whether we have eternal value with the things we do today.
所以约翰一书二章十七节，这节应该考大家的很容易啊。这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独什么是永远长存？
First John chapter 2 verse 17. And the world is passing away and the lust of it, but he who what abides forever.
现在考试很不公平，我好像很多人拿起 iPhone 来，所以你们答案都在手上。
Okay, it's not fair if you just pick up the iPhone then you will see the answer.
这个不光是 Open Book， 是 Open iPhone 的考试。
This test is not only open book, it's open iPhone.
Okay, yeah. 唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
Okay, so he who does the will of God abides forever.
好，最后一个。
Lastly.
它决定了我们是否蒙福。
It determines if we will be blessed or not.
罗马书八章二十八节讲的万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。就是按他旨意被招的。
Romans chapter 8 verse 28, we know that all things work together for good of those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. So this is God's eternal will.
就是他把我们从世界里面分别招出来。
That He consecrated us and separated us out of the world.
然后叫万事互相效力，要叫我们得益处。
He called us out and work all things together for our good.
请大家听好，神是用这个伟大的旨意把我们给招出来。
So God called us with His great purpose.
而这里的益处，你如果去读二十九节、三十节，是讲到叫我们的生命被改变，磨成神儿子的形象，叫我们像耶稣。
But the good that this verse talks about is that we will be conformed to the likeness of Jesus Christ.
换句话说，我们这个人被造，我们这个人这一生所有的遭遇和经历，都是为了叫我们像耶稣。
In other words, the reason that we were created and then all the things that we went through today in this world, the purpose is so that we can be like Jesus.
神的儿子耶稣基督是整个万有的中心，是神旨意的中心。
Because the Son of God, Jesus Christ, is the center of the universe and the center of God's will.
是你我被造的目的，是你我活着的意义和价值。
He is also the reason we were created and the meaning of our life.
Christ is all and in all.
Christ is all and in all.
所以离开这个，
apart from that,
我们就已经离开了神造我们的目的跟我们该有的价值。
We departed from the purpose of God's creation for us and our life.
所以我们是为这个旨意被招出来。
Therefore, we were called out because of this will.
当我们为这个旨意而活的时候，
and when we live for this will and purpose,
你就发现万事正在为我们效力。
You will discover that all things do work together.
但如果我们只是为了这个旨意被招，但是却没有为这个旨意而活。
But yet, if we were called out according to this purpose, but yet we do not live for it,
万事不会成为你的祝福的。
That all things will not work out for your good.
所以这就是为什么我们都在地上生活，我们都有生老病死，都有各样的遭遇。
That's why we all live in this world and we all go through life's issues and ups and downs.
但是很多人经过年日，经过遭遇以后，他的生命越来越成熟，越来越像耶稣。
But some, after they went through all this, their life become mature and they become more and more like Christ.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。